This is Jasper Gregory. I will be reading from My Life with SDS and the Weathermen Underground by Mark Rudd. So this is chapter 9, Bring the War Home. As the new National Secretary of Students for Democratic Society and leader of the Weathermen faction, I threw myself into organizing for national action to be held in Chicago on October 8th to 11th. Coinciding roughly with the opening of the Chicago 8 conspiracy trials. In the name of SDS, an organization almost 400 chapters and probably 100,000 activists, our tiny clique was about 10 people, now known as the Weather Bureau, with a base at only a handful of colleges, issued a call for the first gathering of the revolutionary youth of the United States to join us for 3 days of violence to match the violence of the United States in Vietnam. Even our erstwhile allies known as RIM 2, that's the revolutionary youth movement. There was just this big purge at the Student Democratic Society conference. First, they threw out the PL. Those were the Maoists, and they called them racist. And then the two groups that had thrown out the Maoists, then they split, right? So you have these kind of continuing purges so that you have actually just a clique of 10 people had taken over the entire organization in 1969. And then they're issuing these calls for violent action. We chose, and back to the thing. So even our erstwhile allies, known as RIM 2, led by Michael Klonsky, had abandoned Weathermen. We chose October 8th because that was the anniversary of Che Guevara's murder in Bolivia 2 years before. Cuba had proclaimed October 8th, El Día del Guerrillo Heroico, the Day of the Heroic Guerrilla. Che was my personal revolutionary saint, as he was for every weatherman. We wanted the pain and the glory for our own. Quote, there's a war going on in the world, unquote, began almost every Weatherman flyer, whether printed by the National Office in Chicago or by the local summer projects, scattered in white working-class neighborhoods in 17 Midwestern and Eastern cities. A typical leaflet continued, okay, so it goes, there's a war going on in the world. All around the world, the barricades are going up. And if you're either on one side, and you're either on one side or the other, the people who want freedom are all on one side. The pigs of the world are on the other. Bring the war home. Wow, what a flyer. Right before July 4th weekend. So, you know, so that's October. We're in July. September. So that's like 3 months. So this is a very interesting 3 month period. So back to the thing. Right before the July 4th weekend, I drove to Cleveland with Kathy Bowden, an older SDSer who had worked in community organizing, was now in the Chicago National Office. Our purpose was to convince the National Mobilization Committee, or MOB, the huge umbrella organization that had organized the previous 3 years' mass protests in New York, D.C., Chicago, and San Francisco, involving hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of people, to support the SDS Chicago National Action. So they're going to this. Much larger organization and saying, "We want you to support violence." Okay, now, so I'm out of time, so I'll tell you more about that meeting in the next episode.